The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media, because you are amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you know why you're so amazing? Because you support this amazing Black woman-owned business through sharing, subscribing. Oh, Angela, we have a new RSS feed for the Idiot of the Week, right?
We do. Don't ask me what RSS means. But what I can tell you is that you don't have to change anything you're doing right now if the way you're getting the podcast. But if you'd like to get Idiot of the Week on its own feed where it's not in the same as feed as the final word, you can go sign up individually for that. Both can double our numbers.
Yes. And speaking of numbers, thank you all for who are currently OGs, new Gs, Patreon supporters. We thank you so much. And for doing that, do you know what we give you? 3 micro idiot.
Is it 3
micro idiot videos a week? You're right, Angela.
Saying they're fun and their videos mocking stupid.
Absolutely. So make sure you're going over to Patreon. Find out what's going on so you can see us in video. Also, you know how else you can see us on a video? If you order a Cameo, go to cameo.com, put in Frangela. We can give you a pep talk. We can wish you a happy birthday, happy anniversary.
Give it as a gift to someone.
Absolutely. And speaking of gifts, guess what gifts we're giving to the world right now? We're savoring it with the Sexy Liberals.
I mean, because all we do is good. So we are on the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. You should go to sexyliberal.com and get your tickets. That's also how you're going to get your VIP tickets, because those are separate this time, this tour, because it's through Live Nation, except for the Chicago show. Okay.
Yes.
That is not.
It's different.
And that may be sold out, but you go find your date. This weekend we're in Philly. Or this airs. And we were just in Philly. And I'm going to guess that it was amazing.
Of course it was. And then, make sure you always join us in the third hour every Friday of the Stephanie Miller Show for Fridays with Frangela.
It's the blackest hour in radio. Check it out.
Yes, it is. Okay, first up, we got Marty H. Why don't you take this one, Angela?
Marty H., thank you. Woman calls cops over bad batch of meth. Wanted to file charges against dealer. You know, Marty, when there comes a time in every idiot search where we have to stop and really acknowledge the submitter. Okay? This is perfect. Perfect idiot. Submission. I salute you.
It is idiot perfection. It really is, okay? A Lawrence County woman is facing a felony narcotics charge after calling 911 to report her dealer for providing an inferior batch of methamphetamine.
Ooh, she complained that it made her feel like she was going to have a heart attack. Now, I'd like to start with Yelp. Okay. Before we get into anything else, I just want to start with tip my hat to Yelp for a second, because perhaps she should have Yelped this. Okay. But this is what makes this woman a really amazing idiot. What she said to herself was, you know what? This is beyond Yelp. Okay, if this meth made me feel like I was having a heart attack, it could hurt someone.
That's right.
And I should really report that, because this is inferior meth. And so she thought, and I know it, that she was doing a good thing.
The Lord's work.
The police. That's right.
The Lord's work.
Inferior meth. Now I'd like to address the concept of inferior meth. This stuff is made in dirty ass containers with like fertilizer, which is poop, and all this other crazy stuff. But there's inferior meth to begin with. And also, my understanding of meth is you're supposed to feel like you're having a heart attack. Like, that's just so, like,
that's the point. I was going to say, number one, this sounds like good meth, okay? You ain't dead and you speeding. Because the whole point of meth is to speed, all right? Now, what crazy. You can't call the police being mad that you was going too fast, okay? Because let me tell you something. If I'm the dealer, you a fucking ad for me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I just got to say, I haven't bought meth, but my understanding is there's no warnings on the packaging, right? My understanding of the illicit drug trade is that you can't say, like, you know, with weed now, because it's legal in places, you can get different strengths. My understanding of the illicit drug game is you kind of get what you get, and that's how it works. But maybe she thought there was some sort of, clearly she thought that there was something that should be done about this. So I like the way this is written in this article. Her calls prompted an officer to pay a visit to the residence to ensure that everything and everyone was okay. Really? That's why you went out, Popo? You just wanted to check in and see how they were doing?
Really? Because if you wanted to make sure that she was physically okay, you would have sent the paramedics.
Yeah, okay? I think you sent you to make an arresty westy. And let me tell you something. I agree with that choice. Because this person should not be making choices. So she reportedly went on to request that the substance be tested. So she greets the police officer, brings the substance with her and goes, look, to the cop and says, look, this needs to be tested. And then she indicated she wanted to file charges against the individual who sold her the narcotics. Repeatedly told the officers that she and a friend had enjoyed a, quote, normal bowl of meth earlier this year on January 10th. I love about her is she's fair, right? She said, now look, I have received meth from this particular drug dealer before, and it was wonderful. We had a great experience. Me and my friend really enjoyed it. That's why we decided to go be repeat customers. So I was just as shocked as you probably are to get an inferior match. Because I always look for quality control, you know.
My thing is, it's like, boo-boo, you do not get to sit there and be like, you know what, excuse me, garçon, this meth you've brought to the table.
Oh no, je suis désolé. Oh no, mademoiselle, no, je suis désolé. Pardonnez-moi. You know,
la poubelle, la poubelle.
She went on to explain. She's still talking. Okay. To explain to the officers that she felt like she was going to have a heart attack after allegedly ingesting more methamphetamine and that she had acquired later than that night, she went on to state that she reportedly felt dizzy and was going to experience hallucinations, look at me, after using the new batch of narcotics she had released. She then reportedly handed them a small baggie containing what later tested positive for meth. So she was arrested. Surprisingly, and she's been charged with, guess what, possession of meth, because that's illegal.
Well, you know what, and I know she's sitting in jail right now going, but I was turning the bad guy in. Let me tell you something, boo-boo. See, it's all the whole spectrum is, they everybody get in trouble. and oh, about to get in trouble for it. Not, I mean, and you know what's really interesting to me is there was a time, Angela, when you knew better to, like, if you got caught in the with some somebody, and people have done it to me, sold me oregano back in the day, right?
Yeah.
For a dime bag of weed, right? What I can't do is call the police and say, you know what Charlie doing? He is lying in his drug dealing.
You don't get to clutch your pearls and call the cops for a remedy. This is okay. I don't know. If we can, you know, we should have a scholarship fund for our, every year, as you all know, we have the workshop in the summer called, Is This Legal? Can I Complain to the Cops? And here's the thing. I don't know how many different ways we can say this. When you're engaged in illegal activity, you have exempted yourself. You've taken yourself out of the realm of normal legal complaint places, right? You can't. In fact, I wouldn't recommend using Yelp because
no,
that is admitting publicly that you have drugs. You are doing something illegal. It's nothing compared to this other one. You don't get to make that decision.
No. You know what? Also, this is the thing. When you go on the other side of legality, right, what you don't get to do is go over there and romp over there and then come back on the other side and go, do you know what they're doing over there? They are a problem. I'm going to tell on them. You don't get to knock on your own narcotics. Totally.
I was supposed to be smoking meth. Not crack, but the meth is inferior. And I can't, you know, and it's shocking. It's shocking what counts today for customer service. You know what I'm saying, officer? It is, you know, what's right? What happened to, like, why isn't the FDA making sure that meth is, like, good?
Thank you, Angela. Okay, or we're going to live a life in which we decriminalize the experience. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't be a Karen.
We haven't done that. No.
Okay.
About math. You can't.
You can't really be a Karen.
Your only recourse.
Thank you, say it.
Is that you could talk to the drug dealer, but I'm going to tell you how that's going to go.
Okay.
They're not going to go, oh, you know what? Please return that.
Get your fresh bag.
Oh my goodness. Not at all. Thank you so much, Nancy, for calling me and letting me know. Oh my goodness. Of course I will refund your money. No, this isn't an Etsy store. Drug sales are not an Etsy store. Okay.
Next up, here we go.
Oh my God.
Maggie B. Here she said, okay, I love this article because this to me is about the power of women. All right.
And this is the title. Of social media, I have to say, too.
Yes. She asked the internet to find husband who ghosted her and their kids. He was tracked down within hours.
Ooh, Ashley McGuire of Massachusetts. She asked for help on Facebook finding her husband, saying that he had ghosted her when she was pregnant with her second child more than a year ago, and she's trying to find him to get a divorce because she needed to get a divorce. But you can't, when you don't to get a divorce, it requires a lot, like you have to find them, and it's really hard. So she just went on there and asked for help.
Yep. And let me tell you something, what the internet did. The interwebs interwebbed, okay? They said they rallied. And within 24 hours, she said she had received hundreds of tips, okay? Finally enough to track him down in the hopes of getting him to sign them divorce papers she had been waiting on. I'm going to tell you, when people can identify with your story. Do you know how much fucking murder porn women watch day in, day out? Do you know how many women have been waiting, like waiting on a baton to get on this case?
In my head, they're like on brooms, like at Hogwarts, you know, and they're just floating around, women just floating around in the air, swooping around, waiting for a man to do something so they can like all dive in and get that snitch. Get the snitch. That's how I see it. This is the thing that I love. The thing about this, like, here's my thing. The idiot for me is this man, because this man, apparently he has a lot of identifying problems. He's British. He is a chef. He had a restaurant. He was on one of the chef shows. Which one was it? But he's Chopped. Been on TV. Chopped. He was on Chopped. I think he did fairly well on it. So when you are identifiable through mass media, right? Like, you've been on TV, you've been on a TV show. It is even exponentially more difficult to hide, and you're using your name, and you had a business, and apparently he closed the restaurant. Didn't get like this is not so. All these, and where'd she find him? She went to the site. Are we dating the same guy? And all these women were like, yeah, he's on Bumble. Yeah, he's here. Yeah, I went up. Like, and that's what got him.
Now, if you remember recently, we have done stories about men who have been angry about being posted about, are we dating the same guy?
Yeah, that was just like, was that last week?
Yes. This seems to be the dating underground railroad of women being like, no, you're not going to treat us like this. I'm telling you, I love this.
I mean, this is why you can't ban the tiki-taki, because we need these tools to get these men.
And let me tell you, if you are a person who walked out on, you got one child here, and you walked out on a woman that, while she's pregnant, you deserve every bit of dragging on this earth that you're going to get now and the rest of your life.
But this is the problem. And I really like this woman. Is her name Ashley again? For this. Because some people had wrong guesses. And so they put up video. I guess somebody put up video of who they thought her husband was doing karaoke. And that poor guy got like stomped on the internet by people. And she was like, that's not him. I'm so sorry. But you did karaoke well. Like, she's not like, this thing about Ashley. Ashley has a very good attitude, because I would not be this okay. She's like, look, I just want a divorce. I'm not trying to get in trouble. I'm not trying to say he's the worst person in the world or anything like that. Clearly, he's got some mental health issues, because he ghosts all the time. You know? Yep. So the reality is, she just wanted to get the paperwork. And I'm just saying, in today's world, if you are in any way involved in social media, I don't think you can ghost anymore. You know, not like that.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. If you have walked down a major city's thoroughfare, they have a picture of your ass, okay? Or we know if you have a card that has a chip in it, but everybody knows where you are. If you have a phone, we can find you. This is why I'm always like, when there are bad cops, fuck you. My credit score follows me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything Thank about you, you follows you. You. We'll be right back after these messages. Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
Any
woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
You know, feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So hormone harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Joseph W.
This is okay.
Firefighter impersonator with garden hose arrested after refusing to leave fire scene. Let me tell you, baby, don't let nobody take your dreams.
I gotta look.
And there's interfering with emergency services. Okay.
That's right. That's
there's having a fantasy and then people burning to death because you crazy. These are different lanes.
Could
you crazy? This is offensive to me. And I mean, this story offends me. Good work, Joseph. So apparently a man impersonating a firefighter and trying to put out a fire with right here is where the problem is, boo. Right here. You can dress up like a fireman all you want. It's kind of goofy, but you can do that. But when there's an actual fire, you need to step off and let the real firefighters do their job. So apparently he got his garden hose and he was trying to put out this fire with the garden hose. Now I don't
garden hose.
It's just, to me, I'm trying to imagine what we would do down the street, or we lived across the street and we saw this firefighter with a garden hose, because apparently his outfit was legit, right? Like, it looked for real. And I'd be like, is that fireman using a garden hose?
Okay, this is what exactly happened. We are old biddies and we live in the same house. And you know what? The Saint Street Justice is closed for the night. Anybody who hurts themselves overnight is stupid anyway. So we come out in our rollers to this bullshit. Okay.
Like, baby,
and we
doing?
Say to the firefighters, right? We say to the firefighters, we may not work in your department, but let us handle it.
Let us handle this. He would not move. The man would not move out the way. His name is Christopher Victor Miglino, 37.
Too many names.
Christopher, I need you to be 7 years old. I need you to be seven. And even that, you're supposed to respond when the real out the way. But you cannot be 37 years old and playing dress up that hard. You can't play it that hard.
Listen, Christopher. I know what you're going to say. Batman does it. Okay.
Batman's not real either. There's nobody doing that.
That's what I know. That's what I want to say. This is why Christopher needs to understand. Batman is not real. You are not Batman. We do not play dress him up, make him up, play ems in the real world like this. And you know what? First of all, you know what, Angela? I am so sorry. Let me back up. All right? Because I did not start with the positive. I want to commend Christopher's imagination that he wants to play in the world of firefighting. Okay?
Which is, okay, I really do think, though, that he'd be an idiot for that
alone, because if you're not a firefighter and you decide you're gonna be an amateur firefighter, I see burns in your future.
I do too.
You're gonna be an idiot for that too. So I don't want to give him a false sense of security on any of his choices, Christopher, because he's getting dragged no matter what. You cannot look. I'm not good. I don't get to dress up like Beyonce and then complain about my record sales. That's not how life works. Okay? That's not how it works. Because my ass is in charge of Starship Discovery right now, then. I'm in charge of Starship. People should be listening to me. I'm in charge.
Can I just say this in terms of the Starship? I have been told that I don't get a Starship, that I don't get a Starship command, because I will be fucking up all first contacts and first directives, all that shit. all that shit's out the window with me.
First of all, you would be stopping. Like, I'm thirsty. Let's put this planet and get some. I'm like, but Captain, this planet has never been contacted before. It would be first contact. Well, they must
bitch,
have
I'm
juice.
Bitch, I'm thirsty! They must have juice.
You know me. So would not you be? And then on your way out, you'd be like, "Hey, everybody! By the way, don't tell nobody I was here because I'm not supposed to be here."
That is so me. It's so me. I was thirsty. Okay, I was thirsty. All right. Nobody judge me.
No. Also, you can't use. Okay, we're off the rails here, but you can't use Federation property in the pursuit of your own agenda.
Oh, wait. First of all right, you fucking Vulcan pit motherfuckers who running this shit. Don't think that I don't see that. Okay?
Wow.
Don't think that I don't see that. This is okay.
Anti-Vulcanism. Anti-Vulcanism is going on here right now. You are Vulcanphobic.
Because y'all, you know why? Y'all some judgy motherfuckers. Y'all some judgy ass motherfuckers.
Judgy. Logic.
Okay.
Logical.
Y'all judgy. Okay. Can't nobody be
regular. You warm-blooded freak. I don't know how we got here. But I think what we're saying, Christopher, is see how we just played a game when we were in the Federation together. We had a little cosplay moment, but you know what we didn't do? We didn't get in anybody's way. We didn't get in nobody's way.
They didn't. And you know what happened? My thirst got quenched. Okay. Then they learned some things.
Give it a shot.
Listen, they learned some things on that planet.
That's what I'm saying. You could even use your fire hose in your yard and there's a fire. But what you cannot do is actually use your fire garden hose to try to put out a fire in somebody else's lawn and refuse to move out the way when the firefighters are there. There's an argument that maybe you can stand there and do it until they get there, even though we all know it's probably not going to do nothing because it's a garden hose. And it's dangerous. You probably shouldn't be doing it. But there's an argument. But when they come, boo, you have to move out of the way.
You're no longer helping. You're hurting.
You're no longer helping.
Next up, this is from Whitney J. Thank you so much.
Bengaluru man dies after... dies after friend, which I'd like to... Objection to the word friend. Friend pumps hot air into his rectum for fun.
Okay. All right.
So, 24-year-old, too old, yogish man died after his friend, who was 25, pumped hot air into his rectum as part of a prank. I don't know. Okay, we have actually been working on at the Shelton Eugen Institute Education Complex West Northeast Central School University College. We've been preparing a book that's called Pranks.
Right.
And it's really an exploration of what is a prank, what isn't a prank. If somebody dies, if there's the chance for death, we don't call that a prank.
No.
We call that, depending on how it went down, a stupid mess up.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is not a prank. A big play on someone else.
Can I stop that here about a prank? Okay. You and I have been friends for decades. And I have some of the best laughs of my life have been in your presence.
Thank you.
And we have pranked each other. But it has never involved me putting anything in your ass, okay?
Involved my ass in any way. Not internally. Never.
Not yours.
Okay. None of the pranks have involved the insertion. At all. There's no insertion of anything into anything in any prank. And that, I mean, it's just, I'm just saying. So what happened is the friend works at a service station. So his friend went there to get his two-wheeler washed. Police said wash was done. Both started playing with a powerful electric blow dryer used to dry vehicles, which is very, it's not like a hair dryer. Okay, you've been through the car wash. You know that the thing that blows it's much stronger. It's much stronger.
Yes.
So they were playing with the powerful electric blow dryer. First, Morali used it, the dryer on Yogesh's face, then his back, and finally filled his rectum with hot air.
Time out, motherfuckers. No. We don't get from your face to your back to your anus. That ain't how
up your penis to up it.
Okay.
Past the vestibule.
Okay. No.
That's not the correct line sequence.
Mm-mm.
We don't go ass. No. That's not, no. No, you're not even on first base. You can't be. No.
Here's the thing. I'm sitting here going, is this a different way? And then I also said, okay, was this like a little sex play that got out of.
It's out in the middle of the world, though. It's not in a house. It's not even in a garage. It's in the middle of the. Okay. Do I think that these two had something for each other that they weren't able to talk about? Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe this was a little. They weren't even to Brokeback Mountain yet. They didn't know. Do you know the way to Brokeback Mountain? Maybe, I don't know why I felt like I had to sing that.
I gotta pee. Oh my god.
You know, I was thinking in my head, it was, do you know where you're going to? But it didn't scan. So then I had to bail on the rhythm. Yeah. Oh, were you hearing that?
Do you know where
Big Fat Mountain is?
It didn't scan.
You know, I'm not Rocky Mountain Mike. There's only certain things I can do.
It don't scare. Rich Wish reminds me of.
It don't scare.
It don't scare.
I had a scene. It don't scare. Yeah, at Second City. Yeah. And this is the thing. He's dead. And yes, I am laughing because this is ridiculous. He went to the hospital. Basically, the air shot at him. They said it expanded his abdomen and then he fell over and had to go to the emergency room where they said that it had basically blown out his intestines and that he didn't respond to treatment and he died. And that is unfortunate. But listen to me. One of them is still alive.
Yep.
Who is watching Morali? Because he's the one who stuck it up his ass. I don't know where Morali mama is, but somebody, he's not done being a child. He's not done baking. He can't be out in the world.
Baking. Let's review. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. First, we had the woman who called the cops over her inferior batch of meth.
Yes, yes. She was very upset, everybody. Then the woman who asked the internet to find her husband, who ghosted her and her kids, and he was tracked down within hours. Yeah, the husband was the issue.
Then we have the man pretending to be a firefighter at a real fire.
And then we had the man who dies after friend pumps hot air into his rectum for fun. Who's the biggest idiot? I have to say the person who's dead.
It's difficult for me.
It's not difficult for me. You dead because you let somebody put an air hose in your ass.
It's hard for me to, with the meth thing, because it went so far.
It did go very far.
You know, like, it wasn't just even, the cops came to her and she continued with this and then handed them the meth. But like, I was like, please test this. Like,
I have rights.
Yeah, but this is, there's the involvement of drugs. And from what we can tell of this incident with the air hose in the vestibule, nobody's high or drunk.
No.
So I think I got to join you, because Francis, there was a time in this
country.
Actually,
there was a time.
There was a time when something was something you used for a car or a truck. You didn't say, oh, you know what? I bet you this will work up my ass. You didn't say, oh, you know what? We understood that tools belong in certain, the tools for that are in another area. Up your bum stuff is probably, you know, should be in a special area, and it's not called a garage. Mm-hmm. That's not a service center item.
You know what, Angela? You know what, Angela? There was a time in this country. There was a time in this country where after a certain age, you know, Halloween or a certain age or what have, we stopped playing dress up, right? Nobody dressed up like a police officer or a doctor anymore. And then this thing called cosplay happened, which then people decided.
Right, and Halloween. You always had Halloween.
You had Halloween, and cosplay came back. And you could dress up as anything, any character you wanted in a specific space with other people who wanted to dress up with you. But you knew not to take that cosplay out into the real play land.
No, because that's not fun. When you expect a firefighter and you get the fucking freak next door with his garden hose, that's not how you need your fire experience to go.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.